going to begin the hour with a Board of Education meeting recap as we have the Director of Communications for North High Public School District joining us, Tina. Also have Board Education member Matt joining us and Dr. Ron Hansen joining us as well, our retiring superintendent for North High Public School District. And Mr. Peterson, I think some of the biggest news that came out within the past several months has been finding Dr. Hansen's successor.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, about the second or third week of December, we spent an entire week going through interview process. We had four candidates we brought on site to interview. We met with each of them throughout the day. They met with a group of administrators, building administrators, group of central office administrators, a group of teachers, and a group of community members throughout the day. And then we capped that off with a formal interview with the board every night. And so we went through that process. We had four quality candidates, but we're very excited to have Dr. Todd Rhodes coming back to the district. A lot of people in town are probably familiar with Dr. Rhodes. He was a principal at Adams for a while and then at the high school before moving over to Maxwell and then eventually Gothenburg to be superintendents there. So he'll be joining us in July. We're sad to see Dr. Hansen go, but I think Dr. Rhodes is going to be a great fit for our district, and I think he'll continue a lot of the progress we've made over the last few years.
And Dr. Hansen, like Matt said, this is an individual that is very familiar with the school district, but has strong experience as administration, both as a principal for junior high and high school levels, and superintendent experience as well, not only in Dawson County, but in Lincoln as well.
Yep, and the board made a great decision to start early. It gives us, we have 6 months to transition over, and with Dr. Rhodes being in district before, he knows a lot about the community, so this ought to be a very smooth transition and with much time to get things in gear for him. So he'll hit the road running, no doubt.
What were you going to say, George?
Well, I just was going to ask Matt if you'd talk about a couple things that really stuck out about him as a why you thought he was a good quality candidate. And Tristan touched on one of them, but he knows the area pretty well.
Yeah, he definitely is familiar with the district, which I think helps. I think, throughout the I mentioned we had about five or six groups that met with Dr. Rhodes throughout the day. He stood out. I think every group he was the unanimous decision for who they thought would be the best fit. And so obviously it's an important decision for the board to make, but it's important for us to listen to our stakeholders. And so sure. The people who are going to be working with him day in and day out in the central office, all the building administrators, and importantly, the teachers. I think what stood out to me is he continuously referred to we throughout his interview, and that was something the focus groups mentioned as well, is mm-hmm. that he talked a lot about servant leadership, and I think he understands the importance of it being an entire district and not just one person. And so I think he'll bring a good culture to the district. I think he'll be a good match for what we already have going on, and I think he'll have a lot of respect within the district.
And a lot of interest in this job too, which I'm sure as a member of the Board of Education, Matt, was extremely inspiring for you to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we brought four people on site for interviews, but we had, I believe it was 12 applicants. And so we had to narrow it down to the four we were going to interview. And I think, a lot of that's a testament to Dr. Hansen. This is, the district's in a great place right now. When Dr. Hansen came on 7 years ago now, it was a little rocky at times. And so I think Dr. Hansen's definitely steadied the ship over the last 7 years. And I think the reason why we had so much interest is because it is a great district. We've got a lot of wonderful things going on and a lot of interest because of that. And so, not only locally we had a lot of people, but we also have people from all across the state and different districts that had applied. And so it was definitely nice to see that.
And Dr. Hansen, people are understanding this is a great place to work, live, and play. So I think that helps a lot, too. And some of the great things we have going in our community are going to generate a lot of job interest throughout the education sector.
Yeah, there's a lot of good news across the state about North Platte. We have a lot of city projects, community projects going on, from the sustainable beef to the casino to the District 177, the rail park. And I think there's a few other announcements coming up soon. So there's just a lot of excitement in the community, which is good news for the school district, obviously, because we hope to see families come into the town and with children. So that's always an exciting time. It's a different conversation than we had in the last few years because we had declining enrollment. So this is all exciting news. And you know, going back to what Mr. Peterson had to say, you know, anytime a superintendent's looking for a new home and a new school district, he or she always looks at who they're going to be working with. And again, another attraction to North Platte is we have six good school board members. They are a key role in making sure our schools function appropriately and efficiently. And so, again, we just can't ignore that fact. Because they're elected officials. They don't get paid a whole heck of a lot to do this job, as we all know. In the last 2 years, they've been pretty tough. And to keep our schools open, if you look at the national news, Chicago and Philadelphia, there's just a lot of things going on, but we're very fortunate. Our board trusts the administration and what we're doing, and we're keeping our kids in school and safe, and we're crossing our fingers for the rest of the year.
Tina, Board of Education meeting last night, we had a couple of Bulldogs being honored, right?
We did. We actually had a November Evan, and then we had two. One that showed up last night was Emily, and we're just very excited about those seniors. Like Matt and Dr. Hansen have stated, we've got some great things going on here in the district. We want to continue to grow, and we've got a great superintendent leaving us, but we've got a nice one coming in. We're very excited as a district office to have this Dr. Rhodes come join us and continue the growth. You know, the next cool thing we're going to do is roll out a busing survey, Tristan.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us more.
So one of the initiatives we've been hearing about and the board has encouraged us to investigate a little more on is busing for students in and around the North Platte area into the district. So this week we'll be rolling out a survey to all constituents. So that's community-wide and family-wide. And we're going to get some information over to you and George here later this week to help share out. But basically it's just do you feel like we need a busing system for our students here in North Platte? It's very simple, short, quick, and gives us some feedback to give to the board so that they can make those critical decisions on our student needs.
I think you said that some of this ESSER's money or federal COVID relief money might be available for such a project, right?
Absolutely. So we've earmarked a little just to hold back in case this survey does dictate that we need some busing services. And then once the board investigates and approves or disapproves, however we want to say that, Matt, then we'll pay for that with some ESSER dollars. And all the ESSER's funds information is on our website at mppsd.org for anybody that wants to go and see where we're at on ESSER's at this point.
I got to say, you got a pretty nice website, and it's updated all the time. It seems like, you know, I go in there every 2 or 3 months, it looks a little different, so...
There's very user-friendly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
And attractive, I think. Yep.
You know, I know the girl that's been working on that, and she really appreciates hearing it.
Now, a little compliment goes a long way sometimes.
Doesn't hurt.
Mr. Peterson, anything else from the board meeting last night that you want to bring up?
That was one of the things I wanted to mention. Tina mentioned it, but it's really important that our constituents take part in a survey, because if we just get a few responses, it's not going to be productive for us. So we have heard over the years that, you know, we've got students who say, well, I opt out because it's easier to go drop my kids off at one spot where they pick up buses. And so we want to know not only from current students, but from people who may have students coming into the district in the future, families who may have opted their students out already, if this busing system is something that they would utilize and if it would be beneficial. So I'd really emphasize we need responses to those, and so I'm hopeful that people will respond. One other thing that we talked about last night was Brandy Busher, who's our Director of Student Services, talked about our gaggle therapy program. One of the things that we identified through our surveys that we did as part of our ESSERs and some of the other COVID issues was mental health is an extremely important issue for our families. And so we have a lot of great mental health providers here in town, but they are swamped. I know this from my work in the professional world as well, but they can provide great services, but if we can't get our students in to see them, it's not going to be a benefit to our students. So this gaggle therapy is another thing we've been able to do with part of our ESSER's funds, but what that is it's basically a virtual telehealth for our students. And so some of our students who have been identified as people who need services and their families have said, yes, I'd like, you know, my student to receive some mental health services, we've been able to partner with these telehealth providers who are bringing in services to the students, whether it be during school hours, we can set up a private room for them in the school, or they can utilize it as home as well. But Brandy presented on that, and that's just been a huge asset to our students. We obviously, I mean, our job as a district is to educate students, but if they're not in the right frame of mind mentally, we can't educate them. And so I think it's important that we are addressing those issues as they arise, and I think we're doing a great job of that. And hats off to Brandy and her team, because people out there that know Brandy, they know that she does so many things for our district and probably more than is even in her job description. And so I just appreciate everything she and her group of staff are doing for our students.
Yeah, she's the director of student services, right?
Correct.
So she oversees all those sorts of things.
Yeah, so she's K through 12, well, really, pre-K through 12. But, yeah, she oversees all those services. She works closely with our student resource officers, and then we have a Brandy's group now has about three or four probably staff members. Part of it's the Sixpence grant we've received. She's doing a lot with that, and so she has more staff members on site now that are helping with a lot of our families and identifying needs and providing services where we can.
And I think she's done a lot of work with truancy and trying to cut back down, boost attendance, and create a positive climate, help prevent. Present a positive climate in the schools. I think she's been pretty integral on that. And that seemed like that's expanded under Dr. Hansen, too.
It has. So the Dare to Go Five Below program started probably 5 years ago now, and that's been a huge asset. I'd also say we have a great partnership with our county attorney's office. Mm-hmm. Ms. Harling and her staff provide us a lot of support with our truancy. We've addressed a lot of issues with that, and our statistics are phenomenal now. The drop in truancy that we've had.
That's great. And then I wanted to mention too the Ladybug Crossing contract was renewed. Can you somebody touch on that? That's another program Dr. Hansen started, or came in under his leadership. So somebody want to comment?
Yeah, that's just a partnership that we started a few years back with Ladybug Crossing Early Learning Center. Again, the Community for Kids initiative, which North Platte is part of, it was a partnership. You know, with the declining enrollment, you know, Osgood no longer has school-age children there. We just still have a preschool there. So it was a building that was not being utilized, so we worked out a partnership with Ladybug Crossing. So the board approved that contract last night. We review it every January. And so they approved a 5-year contract with them. With obviously, if the school district needs the facility down the road, we just have to let them know a year in advance so they have an opportunity to relocate. But it's been a great partnership. You know, she has that facility full, and you know the lease of that pays for the utilities of that. So it's a building being utilized for a good cause. And, uh-huh. And early childhood is a dire need we need in this community, so it's a great partnership serving the need in this community.
It's a win-win in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Yep, it sure is.
So that building's totally dedicated to the preschool or the Ladybug Crossing's offerings, right?
Ladybug Crossing, we still have a preschool classroom out there then, because we have several children that go to the preschool and actually then they just walk right down the hall into the Ladybug Crossing daycare center.
So it doesn't get much easier for mom and dad or guardians.
that was the idea behind that, so yes.
Now, Mr. Peterson, we know that the legislature is in session. Did Stewart give a legislative update last night, too?
You know, for Stewart's legislative updates, it was actually shorter than I expected. but I think a lot of that is because we're still in the early stages.
Yeah, I mean, debate just began yesterday.
Yeah, so. and they have 10 days to file all the bills, and so we're kind of reassessing as we go, and I think once all the bills have been filed, then the Stewart, and then we have a Skip Baltic sits on the legislative committee with the Nebraska Association of School Boards. They go through and do a great job of kind of reviewing all the bills that would have an impact on education and give us kind of some ideas of what's going on. And so, you know, the close one we're looking at is, and I can't think of the name of the bill, LB 890 and 891. That's one that's been, it was drafted by the superintendent and the business director at Columbus. We think it would have a huge beneficial impact on our district and our taxpayers, and so that's one we'll be we'll be watching closely. And there's obviously always, throughout the year, there's always different bills that have different impacts on education. And so we'll be keeping a close eye on those. We'll have a much more thorough update from Stuart.
There's going to be more there in February, so it's not going to be as short. Tina, is there anything else we need to add this morning?
You know, our Board of Education has been gracious enough to approve a couple of new hires, actually several new hires, teachers and administrators over the last couple of months. Dr. Hansen and Kevin Mills, our director of HR, have done an amazing job of posting positions as soon as we're notified of them. So last night we approved Corey Spatansky, who's going to be our principal over at the high school. Dr. Hansen, did you want to add anything on him? He's pretty dynamic. We're excited to have him join us over at the high school.
He's an experienced administrator from Elm Creek, is that right?
He is, George. And he comes with just a great level of enthusiasm and a family. So we'll have some kids. He'll have a daughter that joins us and his wife as well. So we're excited to have Corey. Uh-huh. And then Allison Goodenall will be out at Lake, and she is an internal candidate that went through our leadership program.
Hey, awesome.
So it's always fun to hire some external folks to bring in some new perspectives, but also those internal folks. And that being said, we will be posting some more positions. I'm actually going to go cut a radio ad here in a minute to share out what those look like. We'll keep those updated. So anybody that's interested in applying to North Platte Public Schools, reach out, look on our website. And, you know, that's kind of it as far as the hiring side. But, you know, Tristan, we have our mobile food pantry today as well.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yep. So that's
going to be great weather for it.
So. It's gorgeous. I was so glad that we weren't having a snowstorm today during that. That's always kind of miserable when you're either sweating to death or freezing to death over there. But 1 o'clock over at the high school, drive-through food pantry.
Awesome. Well, Tina, Mr. Peterson, Dr. Hansen, we sure appreciate the time. Look forward to having our Board of Education meeting recap again next month.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Good to see you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.